Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Demai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches. Shnayim, we have two people over here, Reb Chaver and Reb Amoretz again. Shekiblu Sada Ba'arisus. Reb Chaver and Reb Amoretz go over to the owner of a field and say, can we work on your field? We'll get a chaylik, you'll get a chaylik. So Reb Chaver and Reb Amoretz are partners. Let's say they were brothers and their father passed away, and together they yarshin, they inherit this field, and now they're partners. Or simply they got together and said, let's buy a field b'shutfus as partners. In all these cases, with one being a chaver and the other an amaretz, and now they have to divide the payrus of the field, which is still tevel. So how do we do this? Zok the Mishnah yachal hu, the chaver can, loimer, say to the amaretz, you know what? Toil atachitim, you take the wheat, shebem akompleini, that's in that place. Vani and I'm going to take chitim, the wheat, shebem akompleini, that's in this place. Or, atayayin, you take the wine, shebem akompleini, that's over there. Vani and I'm going to take yayin, the wine, shebem akompleini, that's over here. How can you do that? Aren't you selling tevel then to an amaretz? And the answer is, over here we are applying the rule of breira. We're saying that at the point that they divide it, it now becomes clear that all along, the wheat over there belonged to Reb Amoretz, and the wheat over here belongs to Chaver, Reb Chaver, and the same is true for the wine. I don't understand. You told me in the last mission that we don't say Breira, that we can't simply say, okay, as soon as you get it, it's assuming this was yours all along. That's what we said when you have two people, same Reb Chaver and Reb Amoretz, I mean, it may not be the same Chaver and Amoretz, but the same situation, who put their grapes into the wine press. So we had a whole problem. We said that one of them has to miser his and half of the other one. Because we don't say breira. We don't say that it's clear. The mine is mine and yours is yours. Either it's mixed up. So how come over here suddenly we can conveniently say, don't worry about it. What Reb Chaver takes is his. And what Reb Amoretz takes is his. And the answer is, explains about Tanura. The reason we can do it here and we couldn't do it in the previous Mishnah is that here, they're dividing this before it was cut. When he says you take the wheat over there, he means wheat that's still connected to the field, wasn't taken off. Or he says you take the wine over there, that means the wine from the grapes over there. And this is before the grapes were actually plucked. In the previous Mishnah, once we take off the grape, we say this grape is half his and half his, half the Chaver's, half the Amoretz. Now you're squeezing it into wine, so who's to say which wine belongs to who? Obviously, each one's going to take his chelik, and it's as if they're giving to the other one my chelik that's in your wine. That's how we had a problem. But over here, they're making up to divide it even before it's cut. So again, the chaver can say to the amaretz, you take the wheat over there. We now understand that means wheat that's still connected to the ground. I'll take the wheat over here, or you take the wine over there, and that means the wine that's going to come from those grapes, and I'll take the wine over here. Avul bat, says the Mishnah. Lo yoimer lo, the chaver cannot say to the amaretz, you know what, toila techitim, you take the wheat, v'ani sarim, I'll take the barley. Or, toila techayin, you take the wine, v'ani atel shemen, I'll take oil. That's already called a sale. Because each one is clearly a shutif in the entire field, both the wheat and the barley, the wine and the oil. So if you're making a deal with him, you take the wine and I take the oil, or you take the wheat and I take the barley, so pshat is you're switching chalakim over here. There's a transfer of chalakim. By two separate meaning, we can't say yesh breira. Here we can't say, well, all the wheat was his all along and all the barley was his all along. Vade, they were partners in both the wheat and the barley and the wine and the oil. So I'm selling part of my wheat to him and I'm buying part of his barley, or the other way around. Well, I can't sell my wheat to him before I take off my Swiss. So again, we learned in our Mishnah Ches, if you have a chaver and amaretz, they were makabel asada be'arisus as shutfim, or they yarshined a field and their partners, or they got together and said, let's buy this field. As long as it's still connected, the chaver can say to the amaretz, listen, you take the wheat over there, I'll take the wheat over here. You take the wine from the grapes over there, I'll take the wine from the grapes over here. And the chaver need not take off maaser from the chelik of the amaretz. This is not considered as if he sold him tevel, because we apply the rule of breira over here, which means we see now retroactively all along that wheat belonged to him and this wheat belongs to me. That wheat belonged to the chaver, this wheat belongs to the amaretz. But he cannot say you take the wheat and I'll take the barley, or you take the wine and I'll take the oil, that's for sure, like they're switching with each other. And once you start making deals and you're switching, it wasn't yours all along, then you can't give him any wheat or any barley or any wine or any oil without first taking off maestres.